With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. All eyes are on the status of the U.S.-Iran nuclear talks.
President Trump is indicating limited strikes against Iran are possible. Iran's foreign minister said in a TV interview his country is planning to finalize a draft nuclear deal in the next 2 or 3 days to send to Washington. The Trump administration has been pushing for concessions from Iran and has built up the largest U.S. military presence in the Middle East in decades. His message to Iran?
They better negotiate a fair deal.
Both Iran and the U.S. have signaled they are prepared for war if talks on Tehran's nuclear program fizzle out. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A ransomware attack forces a hospital system to close.
The University of Mississippi Medical Center has closed its nearly 36 clinics in the state and canceled elective procedures for a second day following a ransomware attack. University officials are trying to determine the extent of the attack and restore network systems they took down as a precaution. They say the shutdown could last for days. Vice Chancellor Lou Ann Woodward says the attackers have communicated with the university, but she's not elaborating. The university is working with the FBI. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump says he's imposing a temporary global tariff of 10% after his far-reaching tariff regimen was struck down by the Supreme Court. The court handed him a setback on an issue crucial to his economic agenda. The president says he's absolutely ashamed of justices who voted to strike down his tariffs, calling the decision deeply disappointing. Friday's 6-3 decision centers on tariffs he unilaterally imposed under an emergency powers law. ChatGPT maker OpenAI says it considered alerting Canadian police last year about the activities of a person who months later committed one of the worst school shootings in the country's history. OpenAI says last June the company identified the account of the abuser. This is SRN News. A new report on government waste focuses on transgenderism.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford has released his annual list of the most egregious expenditures of taxpayer money, and bizarre experiments on animals are included. The report reveals the Biden administration spent nearly $250 million injecting monkeys, mice, and rats with hormones in an effort to turn them into the opposite sex. It didn't work. Animals were also injected with drugs popular on the LGBT party scene. Michael Harrington reporting.
This year's World Cup soccer tournament will take place at sites all across the country, U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and is expected to increase prostitution in the latter country. Prostitution's not criminalized in Mexico, and in the capital it involves thousands of women. In September, Mexico City Mayor Clara Brugada announced that the local government would help promote prostitution during the World Cup as part of a just society. This is SRN News. British researchers who've compiled the first detailed genetic map of cancer in house cats find striking similarities to some human versions of the disease.
Despite cats being common household pets, very little was known about the genetics of cancer in these animals until now. Scientists analysed DNA extracted from tumour samples taken from almost 500 pet cats. They say many of the genetic changes linked with the condition are mirrored in humans. The researchers say that by studying the genetic changes that lead to cancer in cats, it might be possible to develop better veterinary medicines and potentially human ones too.
The BBC's Helen Briggs. The study encompassed 13 distinct types of tumors originating from different parts of the body, including the skin, bones, tissue, and blood. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.